each of us has an internal compass, and it's housed right in our chest, in our heart, and in our solar plexus. And that's where energetically our sense of self-worth, our pride, our self-esteem, that's where it's housed emotionally, spiritually, physically. So that whenever we fuck up, we get that deep pain in there. And why is that? Because that compass always points true north. And the needle on that compass is fear. We're running away. We're running away from ourselves. We're running away from our true calling and our true path.
I never give up. I never give up. I never give up. Turn around.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to Neff Inspiration, my show on YouTube and as a podcast with me, your host, Stefan Neff. Today's another fantastic day for an interview. And when I read about my guest today, I had a big smile on my face because his description basically started, you know, after 8 years of poor decisions with regards to my finances. And I thought, okay, right, I could have written that. So that already I knew I had to talk to this dude because he actually has been in the dumps and he was, you know, probably contributing quite well by himself to being in that situation, which is just like me. So therefore, I needed to learn more about the lessons that he had to learn the hard way. So Neil Fisher, welcome to my show.
Oh, thanks for having me, Stefan. And you nailed it on the head. It was all my fault. And that's the thing. It's like we're born into this world, right? And the civilization does it to us. It conditions us. But then we do it to ourselves.
So
it's not your fault, but it's fucking your responsibility. I mean, at the end of the day, you got to pull your head out of your ass and be like, come on, let's get our shit together here.
You're so right. But anger and resentment are such powerful emotions they are toxic to the nth degree. And add to that your inner critic and the nasty things that you keep telling yourself. Man. Let's dig a little bit deeper. What were sort of some of the things that you are happy to admit to?
Exactly what you're just saying there is the anger, the resentment, the shame, the guilt. I mean, they're the lowest frequency emotions. They are at the belly of the beast. They are the depths. And it's a feedback loop. When you're doing things like drugs or alcohol or eating fast food or pornography, or you're addicted to entertainment, or you're addicted to being a victim, it becomes a feedback loop because you're looking for these things. You're looking for these things to get pleasure. And that pleasure is not pleasure. It leads to a painful low vibration, a low frequency, a low energetic state. And then you try and build yourself back up with the very things that brought you into that state. So it just spirals down and down and down. And then the inner critic, that's the biggest one, because the inner critic is what spawns those judgments. It what spawns those feelings and emotions. Yeah. And why is the inner critic saying those things? Is because it's true. Because you do suck. You are a loser. You are messing up. That's why it's giving you such a hard time. We try and fight it, but you can't fight it because it's true.
Come on, Neil. Don't sugarcoat it. So I actually agree with you. There are a lot of times when we want to run away and when we want to escape our reality. After all, that's what alcohol, that's what addictions is all about. And in all fairness, many of us have had a lot of trauma in our lives. And many of us have had a lack of coping mechanisms because they were never role modeled to us, because maybe the situations in which we grew up were not particularly conducive to actually showing you how a man should act. Certainly in my history, I've had a few dads and none of them were really able to show me true leadership. There was a lot of fuck ups there in the way that males were role modeled to me. So we need to give that a bit of credit too. If you don't know how someone looks like who shows integrity and authenticity, well, how the hell do you know?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's why it's not your fault, but it's your responsibility. We're born into it. But I mean, nice. there comes a time where you do have to wake up. I mean, no one can wipe your own ass for you. At the end of the day, we all know that it hurts. We all know that there's pain, and we know that we shouldn't be doing it, because look at the feelings and that come up after it, the regret, the desolation. It's obvious. I mean, it's like this. Each of us has an internal compass, and it's housed right in our chest, in our heart, and in our solar plexus. And that's where energetically our sense of self-worth, our pride, our self-esteem, that's where it's housed emotionally, spiritually, physically. So that whenever we fuck up, we get that deep pain in there. Mm. And why is that? Because that compass always points true north. And the needle on that compass is fear. We're running away. We're running away from ourselves. We're running away from our true calling and our true path and what we should actually really be doing. I mean, I'm not going to get on here and give anybody any new information. What I'm going to give you is energy and revelation. I'm already just telling you the truths, showing you and making you feel those powerful truths within and reawakening that energy, that spirit, and that strength.
I love that picture that you just painted, the fear being the needle on the moral compass. For me, it makes sense, but explain it a bit more. What does it really mean to you?
Well, it's like this. There's two fears. There's the primary fear of death, and then there's the secondary fear, which is our guidance, which is our conscience, which is the path that we're supposed to be taking in life. Because it's like this. Every single one of us, we're born with a unique shard, a unique genius from the universal source. Every single one of us. Mm. I mean, look at a child. When a child is born, a child is pure. A child is expressive, they're expansive, yeah. They're curious, they're intelligent, they're playful, they're sharing. There is never, ever an evil child. No child is born an asshole or manipulative or any of those things. And if they are those things, it's only because they've become them because of the emotional manipulations of their parents or the environment that they're in. Monkey see, monkey do, right? So what happens is this power within, it gets dampened by the civilization. It constricts us. All of these negative things happen to us. All of these stories get told to us and we believe them. And now that entity, it goes dormant. But the beauty is it never dies. It never disappears. Your true self, like that authentic self that we're always looking towards, it is always there. Mm-hmm. And that compass within, that primary, that secondary fear, that intuition, that gravity that pulls us in a certain direction, that's what it is. It's that higher self trying to be realive and trying to be remembered and revived.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. But here we are, the typical Western male. And I'm saying male here because it's typically sort of, I mean, we men are unfortunately pretty stupid beings. And as such, we are maybe a bit more susceptible to all those kind of being misguided, trying to conform to certain macho kind of things. So to actually say fear is something that can guide you, fear is something good, we are running away from fear. We are running away from any negative emotion. I mean, which man actually says, ooh, let's stop for a moment. Let me feel, ooh, that's depression. Ooh, nice, nice. I like that. No, we reach for the freaking bottle. You know, that doesn't really work. Men don't feel. We feel hungry. We feel horny. But that's about it, isn't it? So how the hell do we work against an XY chromosome combination?
Well, it's easy. It's like you said there, the running away. One of those fears is running away from yourself, and the other fear is running towards. Either way you're running, that's in our nature. That is motivation. That is moving. And a big part of it comes down to the brainstem. It's evolutionary mismatch. I mean, the very thing that protected us and allowed us to survive, you know, millions for millions of years, or however long we've been here, who knows? I haven't been here that long. But sure. That very thing, who knows? Well, who knows? Nobody was there. But that very thing, that brainstem, that primal instinct that protected us is now the thing that destroys us. Because in this modern civilization, where we have the luxury, the comfort of being complacent, apathetic, of being lazy. But here's the thing, work is worship, your true work. Because the only reason we can be complacent and lazy is because of the consistent work of others. The entire fucking global machine that's run by millions of men and millions of machines, that network is all work. So everything that you're being delivered to your doorstep in a bottle, in a paper bag, in a plastic bag that you can shove up your nose, all that shit is all the result of work. So the fact that you're being lazy and you're taking and you're never giving, you're never contributing, you're not fulfilling that primal human need, that's just another reason why it's so painful and so shameful. And it goes back is because your brainstem knows that you are taking from the great collective, but it's tricked. Mm. It thinks it's protecting you because you're in a state of homeostasis, but it's that very comfort that is killing you. That's why it can be hard to overcome, because it's such a fucking physiological trick. You have to override your own physiology and then override your own sense of survival, because it's actually the very thing that is causing all of the pain and causing you all of those addictions.
Interesting. An interesting take on things that I had not considered. But ultimately, if you were to go back 50,000, 100,000 years ago, we were living in small groups, in groups of 20 to 200 people. And it's only as a group that you were able to function and survive. So therefore, to be thrown out of that group, to be ostracized, would mean certain death for you. So therefore, it was hardwired into us to be conforming, to be part of that group, but not conforming in a weird way, but actually to contribute, to act, to take action, to be a valuable member of that group, to do service to the group. So therefore, actually, your words are describing very nicely some very fundamental things that were hardwired, ingrained into our genes. That's the reason that shame and guilt are such powerful things, because ultimately the shame that you maybe have done something, it's very powerful, because it could have 50,000 years ago resulted in your death because you were thrown out of the group. So here you go. Interesting, man. Interesting.
That's the thing. Back in those times, none of these problems ever existed. These are all modern problems. These are all problems of abundance, of consumption, that we have too much. It's like life is so easy now. Yeah. It's become hard. It's just another paradox. It's all paradox. It's too easy. It's way too fucking easy. That's why we have, there's no external. Because here's the thing. You're going to love this. Depression, anxiety, suicide, they're a privilege, because look at the abundance you have. If you're in a survival situation, you ain't got time to feel sorry for yourself. You ain't got time to second guess your character or your nature or your self-worth, because you are, bam, you're in that raw essence of power, of force, of action. You don't have time to sit around and feel sorry about yourself. So all these things are actually privileges, to sit around and feel sorry for myself. Like, what a luxury. Like, like, fuck off.
And
I've been that person. And I get it. I can relate, because I've been that person. I was, like, you know, 30 kilos overweight. I was a fucking drug addict. You know, well, not hard drugs, but, you know, anything's a drug. Even, you know, sliced cheese. That's a drug if you can't stop eating it. I mean, and here's what you really need to understand. People, if they can understand this, they can actually gain back their pride. Because what is it? We normalize substances. We normalize excess and gluttony. What is really going on here? These are just products. These are a business's offer. So really, you're a slave to a product. It isn't some natural substance that's a part of life. Some asshole is making money off you and then wasting that money. You're a slave to somebody. Somebody has control of you. And not just somebody that knows you, a business. Some asshole has control of your life and you don't even realize it. So when you understand that someone is just bending you over a slice of cheese or a can of Coke, Like, that's just weak. That's piss weak. Like, that makes me feel sick that I can't say no to a piece of cheese. Like, come on, pull yourself together.
Give yourself a break, Neil. Come on. These are trillion, gazillion dollar machines that are manipulating you at every second in the day. If you watch telly, the amount of product placement, the amount of please. Oh. Recently,
Go ahead.
Ladies first.
Here's the thing, right? It's like, it's about subtraction. And it's no wonder we feel so much shame and guilt. It's because we don't have control. That's what it's really about. I mean, we can watch all these brutal movies and we can read all these books and we can think all these things. But when you actually understand the nature, if you can't, you're being defeated by a donut. You're being defeated by a beer. I mean, no wonder you feel guilty. No wonder you feel weak. And that's why I felt weak. And that's why, you know, basically, and that's why I had suicide and all of these things, is because you are so sick of yourself. You feel so worthless because you actually aren't exerting any strength. You aren't worthwhile. You aren't a contributing member of that tribe. And all of these things, the reason why they're so painful is because they're unnatural. We only struggle in isolation. Why? Because it's unnatural. Everything we're dealing with is an artificial construct. That's why it's so hard to break out of these facts, is because we're locked into an unreal reality that is completely misaligned with our heart, our mind, our bodies, and our soul. That's why it's so painful. But it actually really isn't that hard to snap out of it. You just got to just put some places and you just got to have a hard conversation, and it's subtraction. Subtraction is how you reach the sublime. The things that you don't do anymore, the people you don't hang around with, and we all know this. It's nothing new. It's just a matter of how much pain are you willing to deal with. And here's one final thing. You will change when the bandages no longer hide the wounds, because the wise man knows that the bandage doesn't heal his wounds. It's he who must heal them himself.
You're very right. The bandage is good to start off with, to actually stop the bleeding and to allow you to just protect yourself a bit for the first 24, 48 hours. And then thereafter, take the bandages off and make sure that there's no pus underneath there. And unfortunately, for many of us, there are a lot of bandages. There are a lot of pus.
Just keep wrapping them up.
Mm-hmm.
And we all go through it. I mean, you know, no, I can sit here and talk black and blue till fucking next week, but everybody has to go through a painful internal odyssey of self-discovery. It's the nature of masculine initiation. It's the nature of becoming in this world. And here's the thing. It's a unified man, right? But it's for women as well. But we focus on men is because that's the cornerstone. Because without strong men, everybody suffers, especially the women. Especially the women.
So true. You're very, very right. I mean, we see that now, the toxic masculinity on the one hand, and some really weird shit happening out there about men thinking that they have got rights over women, whole movements along that way where you think, what the hell? But you really see a lot of broken men in such movements with the misogyny and the end results of certainly often emotional harm, theoretical harm, but also often enough very physical harm and often sexual violence. So you're quite right. So there is something seriously, seriously wrong in the model of or how some men see themselves in this world.
You're 100% right there. And what it is, it's immaturity. They haven't developed. They haven't actually matured.
Exactly.
All of these toxic, it's like, toxic masculinity and all this shit. People, especially all these feminists and all this garbage, it's like feminists don't realize feminism is a regime to destroy the family and to destroy females themselves. It's like they're drinking the very poison that's destroying them. But anyway, that's a whole nother story. The point is, all that toxic masculinity, they think that's what being masculine is. Hell
exactly.
No.
Exactly.
That is immaturity. It's immaturity. Exactly. Yeah. They haven't gone through a process of personal development. They haven't got over all of their infantile hurts. Mm. They haven't grown up. That's what it is.
Yep.
They have not grown up.
Pure, 100% agree.
Simple. That's all it is. And
100% agree. But sorry, yeah. I mean, but then the flip side.
No, you have go. Got, you go. No, yeah.
The flip side is basically that men are supposed to be the very best friend. We are supposed to be to show our feminine side. We are supposed to be open and honest and vulnerable and all those things that to a certain degree are part of a relationship. I 100% accept that. But is it not? I have the feeling that often the picture of a man nowadays is a very watered down version of masculinity, and therefore women may think, well, okay, who is that kind of weakling there by my side? There's an old saying that my father, however poorly intended they were, or however bad his role modeling was, he said, women during the daytime want an insurance salesman, stability, everything fine, and at nighttime they want a pirate. So, you know, there is this divergent kind of... So how do we get men back to a healthy masculinity? A masculinity that is part of yin and yang, after all. So there is this female part of the world, there is more a male part of the world. How do we get us XY chromosome sufferers back to something healthy?
Well, as you said there, there's two options. You're either going to be an absolute asshole or you're going to be a bitch. And I mean, what are you going to choose? You know what I mean? And the problem is people don't realize we've got all these misconceptions and all of these false beliefs or attachments to certain ways of being. It's like, what separates a supervillain from a superhero? They both have immense power. They both have this incredible ability to exert force. What separates them? It's their character. It's their sense of being. It's their self of worth. It's their sense of personal development, actually taking full responsibility for their life. Yeah. I mean, the superhero wants to build people, wants to lead, wants to heal the world. Whereas a supervillain, he's just a hurt little asshole and he can't get over himself. He's taking all of his things out onto the world. Mm. So if you want to get back to that stage, again, you just got to stick with the fundamentals and the basics and you have to subtract. It's not so much what you do, it's what you stop doing. Everything that isn't working for you, all of the bandages, all of the addictions, all of them have to go at once. Nice. At once. You can't just trickle along and I'll give up smoking, but then I'll start eating lots of chocolate. I'll go on this incredible diet. You know, it doesn't work. It has to be all or nothing. Because here's the thing, Stefan. Here's the thing. A bullseye, right? Anything that isn't a bullseye is not a bullseye. Mm. Anything that isn't 100% is fucking 0%.
Yeah.
So you have to be all in. If you want to actually awaken that raw strength within, that matured strength that grows and builds everyone around them, you have to get rid of everything that destroys yourself. And here's something else. Everybody wants to be a billionaire. Everybody wants to be some massive spiritual leader. Everybody wants to be the next bigger thing on Instagram. Everybody wants to be seen. Everybody wants to be acknowledged, but you're not seeing yourself. You're not acknowledging yourself. You're not listening to yourself. The reason nobody trusts you and the reason you're not getting respect is because you don't trust and respect yourself. You say, I'm going to give up tomorrow. I'm going to go to the gym tomorrow. I'm going to change tomorrow. And guess what? You are going to change tomorrow. As soon as you wake up tomorrow, it's now today and tomorrow's the next day. I mean, we all know this. But the thing is, if you want to have the biggest impact, you want to become that man, you want to become that beacon and for the people around you that are actually depending and relying on you, you got to just one thing, and that is keep your motherfucking word. Mm. It doesn't have to be grand. It doesn't have to be some massive scheme. Mm. Just whatever you say, You do it and you keep doing it. Mm. That alone will change your entire life.
Exactly.
And it'll change the people's lives around you.
Mm.
And then you will be that man. Because with the one more thing is we're built into this world of isolation, lone wolves and superheroes and all this bullshit where we're trying to do everything alone.
Mm.
It's us together. Mm. We. Mm. It's not about you. It's about everybody else. It's about us collectively as a species.
Mm. Very true. Very, very true. There was a saying, 80% of success is just showing up. But just showing up is putting it negatively. I would say 80% of success is showing integrity. Integrity being defined as doing the right thing when no one is watching. So therefore, for you actually to show up for yourself and actually say, okay, fine, have I done some sport today? No. And yesterday, typical example for me, I was busy the whole day. It was a very active day and was really, really good. I was happy with that. But then I realized, well, I actually didn't do any cardio. I didn't do any real workout. So I thought, okay, fuck it. I go for a K swim and I didn't like it. The water was cold. But then again, after a few discussions in my mind, after a few lengths, I've sort of, you could stop now. And I said, okay, yeah, you could stop now. Let's do one more length. Okay, one more length. Come on, one more length. And by the time I've finished my discussions, I had done a K, and I thought, okay, now you can get out of the water. I showed up for myself. I actually didn't want to do it. I didn't feel great doing it, but afterwards I was very proud that I'd beaten the inner Schweinehund, the inner procrastination voice. And that was integrity, authenticity, that was leadership towards myself. And it was good. I slept well tonight, last night, because not necessarily that I was worked physically, worked to the rim. No, it was because I was satisfied. I did the right thing. So that is a tiny example.
That's right, exactly. I mean, fatigue's the best pillow. The reason people have trouble sleeping at night is because they're either haven't exerted all of their energy for the day, which is what you're supposed to do, or they haven't lived up to that strength, or they've done something bad, and now you have this big, massive dialogue, all this pain. Mm. That's why you can't sleep, is because you're fucked up. Mm. You haven't deserved the right to rest. You've been resting all day. And the other thing is, we get caught up in our mind. We get caught up in all these identities. We think we are our mind. We think that voice, we think that is us. It is not our voice. That is from elsewhere. That is from beyond the physical world. Because here's the thing, when you will into existence, creation, the creator, I want to build myself, I want to change, I want to be that strong, powerful man, I want to help people. Well, guess what? Female, male, day, night, positive, negative, you bring into opposition an equal and powerful force of magnitude. And that is the destructor. That is the voice that says, you don't have to do it. This is hard. This sucks. Why to me? Blah, blah, blah. All that bullshit. I want to do this. You can't do it. I am strong. You're full of shit. It's a natural cycle. But the thing is, as soon as you can actually understand that you aren't your thoughts, you aren't your identity in your rational mind, you are something far greater than that. You are a deeper intelligence. You are that child within. You are that dormant entity, that unique shard of the universal source. You were born before you were born. That is why we're so fucking powerful, is because we have so much more going for us that we don't even realize. Mm. So how do you access that power? You start by tricking the physiology, that brainstem. You can trick that voice. And how do you do that? Is you do things small. If you say, I'm going to swim 10Ks, I'm going to swim 1 kilometer, all of a sudden you've activated the survival mechanism.
Yeah.
If you just say, I'm going to swim 1 lap, it goes, yeah, that's easy. I can do that. You don't activate that resistance.
Exactly.
So you have to It's not hard. Seriously, it's not fucking hard because the life that you're living right now is way harder. I know, my life's easy now, even though I do way more harder shit because it was so much harder dealing with my own fat, lazy, drug-addicted ass and just the pain of self-destruction and self-loathing and torment, yep. depression, anxiety, fear, all these things. Soon as what I do now, and I got there by just those small activations. And very then nice. It's yeah. Once you know the path, it's so easy. It really is easy. You just haven't never been shown. You've just never been shown, and you don't realize the power that you have within. And absolutely. It's always there. It's always there.
But also, it's not just the power. It's a privilege. It's a privilege of choice. I mean, look, if you think about it, you were saying about your thoughts and that we have got so many negative thoughts. In actual fact, there are 60,000 to 90,000 thoughts a day. Now, that's a hell of a lot of thoughts, okay? Now, many of them are full of shit, but why do we listen to them? There are so many other thoughts, but what do we do? Do we ever really stop and listen and empty our mind and actually see what really percolates up? Because often enough, if you give yourself a moment of a break, meditation, after exercise, however you call it, you know, a long shower or sitting in a hot spa, suddenly your mind comes up with solutions to problems. Your mind wants to help you. I guess the universe wants to help us. There is a collective conscience. There's an energy out there. And when we actually allow ourselves, first of all, to calm down and then choose certain frequencies, certain levels of energy, if you choose those right energies, then suddenly things are coming. Ah, bing. There's the solution to a problem. So if you find yourself daydreaming, quotation mark, that's not daydreaming. That's you actually giving your body and your mind time to come up with the right answers. So you're a man who's a lot about action, about small goals, about smart goals, about things. How much do you make time in your own life to reflect, to calm things down, to feel?
Well, I'm doing it right now at this very moment. I've been doing it this whole time on this podcast. Mm. I've done it since I got up this morning, and I do it before I go to bed tonight. The thing is, you got to get, it's a process, right? We want that spiritual awakening. We want that highest frequency. We want those strong feelings because your frequency is your feeling. When you feel powerful, powerful things happen. But to access that, you have to go in reverse order. To access, you know, the dimensions beyond this baseline physical plane, you have to access them through this baseline physical plane. We are based in this three dimension on the surface of this planet. If you want to access the highest world, again, it's like we want to run before we can even walk. You know what I'm saying? You gotta build up in layers. That's why the body is so important. That's why fitness and physical prowess is so important, and physiology and health. Because without those foundations, you've got all these other bullshit problems and all these divisions and all those negative voices that you have to deal with.
So I'll get to
the voices in a second. Because here's the thing. The mind and the spirit is a product of this vessel. If this vessel is malnourished, if it's not functioning properly, if it's contaminated, your mind is going to be malfunctioning. It's going to be contaminated. It's going to be inoperable. It's a derivative. If we think, we try to think our way out of all these things. The mind is a derivative of the brain, and the brain relies on the body. So it's really simple when you actually think about things. Yeah. It doesn't take too much thought. Why is my mind fucked? Well, because you're fucking up your body. So as soon as you get that shit right, then you have that self-worth and that pride. Then you have that alignment. Then you get that clarity. And from that clarity, you can step back from your mind and start to become objective, start to actually operate from your true nature, which is the experiential awareness that is seated and housed in the center of your skull, that conscious awareness. And ultimately, everything in life comes down to mastery of attention. whatever you focus on, wherever you place your attention, that is where you will become. And the whole idea of getting that subjective, objective attention is so that you can disassociate and disidentify with your thoughts. But you don't have to deal with thoughts. When you become a self-help manager, I don't want to think negative thoughts and try and, you're not going to, 60,000 a day, you're not going to fucking deal with that. Nobody can. And you don't have to. You just have to be able to see them and understand that they're just going to, it's just the thought stream. It's just a radio station. It's just what happens. You know, it's just what happens. If you can just understand you are not your thoughts, you can separate from them and realize you are so much more than that. You are the awareness behind the thoughts.
And you can create a radio station. You can create a podcast. You can create things. So I think there is another power hidden. Many of us are taking a very passive role in life. But the moment you start taking action, for example, by looking after your body, for example, by eating the right things, looking after your sleep, hydrating, doing the exercise, or doing some meaningful, intentional living, being of service to others, suddenly a new world opens where you can find your voice and where you become a radio station, where you become the beacon of light in the darkness of others. And that is the powerful moment where you start giving. In the addiction world, in the 12 steps, the 12th step is giving back to others. You have gone through such a beautiful path of restoring yourself, and now you start giving back to others. That is the beautiful thing, and that is the privilege and the opportunity that is there for us. It is, whilst those of you out there listening and watching at the moment, many of you will be still in the victim role, will be in the, oh my God, poor me, poor me, poor me, another one. And that's okay. That's part and parcel of grief, of loss, of whatever it is that is going on with you. But from there, it's time to sort of move away from that pity party towards a survivor kind of role, and then from a survivor to a thriver. And the thriver, that's really the post-traumatic growth. That's really, I guess, where you are, Neil. That's where you are giving back to others, where you are basically saying, no, hang on, this is, no, I'm not just surviving here. I'm actually shouting it from the rooftops. Guys, if a numbnut like me can get it sorted, and I guess that applies for very both of us here. Two numbnuts are talking to each other here.
Oh, man, I've been done some stupid shit, eh? Like, I'm a smart dude, but fuck, I've done some dumb shit, eh? We all do dumb shit. Because here's the thing. We're not ourselves. We're not ourselves in that moment because we're not making, you know, we have impaired judgment. We have all these false beliefs, and we're delusional. I mean, and you're in a state of pain. So you'll do anything to try and end the pain.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Even when you know it's going to cause more pain, just one more time, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck off.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
like, yeah. And here's the thing. It's like, that's your responsibility. It's really, it's your responsibility to go through this journey, become, and then return to give back and become, you know, to show other people and help them with their process of initiation, their process of maturing. I mean, that's the cycle. I mean, look at the ancient Aboriginals that still live here in Australia. They lived 40,000 years. It was all storytelling and ideation, all role modeling. They didn't have literature. They didn't have a written language. Yeah. It was all shown. Now, and here's the thing. People overlook the basics, but they don't understand that the basics are what builds everything else. I mean, you can't have a boat without a floor. You know what I mean? You're just going to sink. Mm. Everyone's trying to build an island without rocks. It's like, you're fucking mad.
Mm.
And the reason nobody does it is because the fundamentals are subtle and they're boring. But that's why they don't do it. The mind doesn't like boring. The mind wants to go wide. The wide wants more information, right?
Yeah.
The mind wants to go wide. It wants new things. But when you go wide, it's shallow. When you actually stick to something and put your heart and put your intent into it and really be present with it, that's when you go deep. And when you go deep on things, you actually get more to that profound truth. You get more to that sacred energy within. that we're all blessed with. You said before, like 10 minutes ago, you know, the energy that's around us, that's out there. It ain't out there. It's here. Mm. It's with you. It's in every single thing at all times. You're just not seeing it, because what you're looking for, everyone's looking outside. They're looking outside for answers. They're not out there. They're in here. And why can't you see them? Because you can't see them with your eyes, because they're behind your eyes.
Nice one.
But the irony is, the paradox is, you need someone from without to show you where they are within.
Absolutely.
And that's just how it is. Yeah. That's the nature of reality. That's the nature of being a human being.
And that's why we create power teams where you are the dumbest member of that team. It is said that if you surround yourself with 6 millionaires, then it's very hard for you not to become a millionaire. If you surround yourself with 6 very creative people, let's say painters, sooner or later you will pick up a paintbrush, and sooner or later you actually will produce quite interesting things. So here we are. It is trying to reinvent the wheel and trying to sort of like chimpanzees trying to hit the keyboard and say, ooh, that's nice. What was that? Alcohol. Ooh, I like. And instead of actually saying, okay, come on, let's actually try surround ourselves with people who add value to us. And I guess that's what you are doing, Neil. There you are actually being part. Neil, if people want to know more about you, I mean, what are you doing? Where can they find you?
Oh, absolutely. My whole job is exactly what I'm doing here, being that beacon, the way that people done it for me. I only got to this position is because people helped me. People reached out to me. It's like we're constantly on a level of ascent, and we're also, and we're looking down as well, helping other people ascend. Mm. We've got one hand down, helping people up, and we've got one arm reached up, pulling ourselves up with someone else. You know what I mean? That's just the nature, and that's what we're supposed to do. So people want to get on that shit, follow me on Instagram at Neil, N-E-A-L, Fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R, underscore, all one word, or go to my website, The Unified Man, www.theunifiedman.com.au. My programs are on there. There's my baseline program where you just get your fundamentals sorted. Just get out of that rut and actually take back that self-control. Mm. And that program there, every podcast I jump on, the first 4 people that rock up to me, I give it to you for free. It's a 12-week program. You work with me. You talk with me every week. You can talk to me, you know, every day. And we just smash that, because that's the thing. I mean, everybody wants money. Bigger than money. Of course, we need survival. We need resources. Mm. But at the end of the day, above all, we need elevation. We need our species collectively as a whole. So that's why I give that out every podcast. There's always 4 people. First ones, they can get on that shit. So come get some.
Guys, if you didn't get it through the sound, look down there into the description of the podcast and of the YouTube video. It's all down there. Neil, you're an amazing man. And I think you are a voice that needs to be heard. I loved your honesty. I love the way that you don't shy away from speaking the truth. And it is, I can't wait. I mean, what has happened here today? You actually triggered quite a few thoughts in me, and you reinforced certain things. You triggered other new thoughts. And that's where growth comes to us. So I've had the benefit of an hour with you, and thank you very much for that, because that has helped me. So if we all now come together, if we all find brothers in arms, so to speak, and actually work together, will we not be able to make this world a better place? I very much believe so, but we need to start in there. We need to start with the world within us. And I think that's exactly what you're doing. That's where the unified man is. You have worked on creating a nation within yourself. You're creating a nation that has learned to cooperate. Because there are many, many versions of us in there. And some of them are real assholes. And some others are actually really well worthwhile, but they might be a bit quieter. And maybe we should bring them out more and should actually give them a voice more so than the loud, obnoxious idiot.
Well, that's it. The person who says the most normally doesn't have, they don't listen, but it's like this, right? As I said before, it's all about growth collectively. And if you want to, the mission here isn't to change the world. The mission is to change your world.
Yep.
And as soon as your world changes, the world changes, because you start influencing all of the worlds around you, all of the people you love, people that you don't even know that are going to come into your life that you're going to be able to help. It's not about you anymore. Once you actually it's not even finding yourself. Once you actually awaken yourself and then create yourself, then it's your responsibility to share that. There's people relying on you that you haven't even met yet. There's people's lives that you're going to change that you haven't even met yet. And when you think deeper and more about what's actually going on in this physical plane, in this reality, in this life, you'll start to realize, holy shit, I better step my game up here. Otherwise, I'll tell you what's going to happen. It's not death you should be worried about. It's the dying. It's the slow, gradual decay. It's the torment. It's the pain of regret. Yep. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. You're either going to have a tremendous life, or you're going to have a fucking painful, long, drawn out descent and decay. It's as simple as that. There is no middle ground. There's up or down. So
it's
all in your hands. It really is. It really is.
Neil, you're an amazing man. Thank you so much for being a guest on my show. This was bloody awesome. Keep doing what you're doing, because the world needs more voices like yours to be heard. Cool. Look after yourself, brother.
I promise. May the force be with you.
And you guys out there, same to you. Look after yourself.
Fuck it, guys. See you up ahead. I never give up. I never give up. I never give up. Turn around.